This morning's message is Engage with God. During Advent, I've been examining the characters and the accounts surrounding the birth of Christ as they're recorded in the Gospels. 2 weeks ago, we examined the account of Simeon and Anna, asking how can we be people who wait on God with anticipation, just as Simeon and Anna did. They waited with anticipation, looking forward to what God was going to do. Last week, I observed the story of the Magi, or the wise men, and I encouraged you to be people who seek with an open heart the God who seeks you first. Our characters this week are the shepherds who received the announcement of the birth of Christ. I'm amazed at the diverse collection of people that we find in the accounts of Christ's birth. Joseph and Mary are young, devout, country-bred Jews. Simeon and Anna are old, devout, urban Jews. They're from the city in Jerusalem. The wise men are Gentiles from a distant land who study the stars. And now this week we have the shepherds. The shepherds were on the lower rung in Israel. They weren't well thought of. They spent their time out in the fields. They weren't able to carry out all of the religious duties and get to all the religious gatherings. Luke's account here of the shepherds might have been a little scandalous to some people, those who didn't think well of the shepherds. And here these are the ones that the angels come to announce the birth of Christ. There's a lot of different kinds of people surrounding the birth of Christ here. So we could all probably find our place somewhere amongst these people. This morning, let's read that account from Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. Turn there in your Bibles. Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. This is just after, as Luke records it, just after the birth of Christ, as he records Jesus being born, being placed in a manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard before it, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In the beginning of this passage, the shepherds are doing what shepherds do. The flocks have been taken out to the meadowlands to graze. It's evidently that time of the year. They're just doing their thing, living life. At night, they need to watch over the sheep, keep them together, protect them from the predators. Unlike Simeon and Anna or the Magi, they're not seeking God in any special way on this night. They're just living life. And then God gets their attention. And he does so, first of all, with an occurrence, with an event, with something happening. An angel appears. It's terrifying. They're terrified. Seems to be a common response throughout the Bible when an angel appears. People are afraid. God certainly got their attention that night. My question this morning is, has God gotten your attention with any occurrence in your life lately? With anything that's happened? Admittedly, most of us don't have an experience or an occurrence quite like the shepherds, the appearance of an angel and a heavenly choir. As I read the story this week, I was wondering, why do we always consider it a heavenly choir? The angels were praising God. Often we sing when we praise God. Maybe that's why. But all it says is the words. They praised God saying. But that's off the subject. We don't usually get those kinds of occurrences in our lives. But there are life occurrences that God may use to get our attention. Maybe it's something that's happening with a loved one. Maybe it is associated with things that are happening in our community or in our nation or in our world as we read the newspaper, listen to the news. Maybe it's related to a tragedy. Maybe one that you've seen. Or maybe it's related to an awareness of an issue of injustice or brokenness in our world, something that's happened that's made you aware of those things. Maybe it's related to someone that you've gotten to know, and there's something about their experience of life or their way of living that has been used by God to get your attention. Maybe it's an invitation to do something, like teach school in Kenya for a few months. I don't know. What has occurred in your life recently where God's getting your attention? Sometimes these occurrences may raise fear in us. The occurrences may be disconcerting. They may cause us to wonder what's going on. They may simply cause us to begin to ponder and to think about things. Sometimes we may be afraid of what God has in mind for us or may be asking us to do. But there's things that happen in life where God is getting our attention. It's what happened with the shepherds that night. And in this case, God gets the attention of the shepherds not only with an occurrence, with a happening, but also with a message. The angels bring a message. Sometimes God gets our attention with a message. First, the angel calms their fears and he assures them of God's good intentions. Who knows what they thought when they saw an angel, but the angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news." However fearful or disconcerting an event may be that God uses to get our attention, the consistent message of God is, "Don't be afraid. I want to do something that's good, something that will bless people." I think that's God's consistent message throughout His Word. But then with the shepherds, the angel gets pretty specific, and he tells the shepherds where they'll find the Savior, the Christ child. They're given a sign of how the baby will be dressed, where the baby will be lying, so that they know that they've found the one that the angel's speaking of. Then the angel's joined by a whole host proclaiming God's greatness, His favor, His blessing on men and His intention to bring peace to our world and to our lives. Now that's a message you don't have to fear. It sounds like a message our world and our lives need desperately. A message for all of mankind. God wants to make peace with us people. Even though we've ignored him and we've rebelled against him, he wants to make peace with us. He offers us reconciliation and a way out of the mess that we've created. It's the message that he brings to the shepherds. Again, the question this morning is, what message has God used to grab your attention lately? And again, we don't usually receive the message from a host of angels. It may not be quite that dramatic, but God does speak to us. Maybe it's in someone's testimony. Maybe it's a sermon that you heard, a scripture that you read, a timely word from a friend, an impression that you received in prayer. It may be a message that was paired with a recent occurrence in your life. And the message may need to begin with, calm down, don't be afraid. God's intentions are good. He hasn't come to smite you down. He wants to do something. He wants you to be a part of it. So what's happened in your life lately? What message has God been using to get a hold of your attention? And the next question is, have you investigated? Once the message has been delivered and the angels left, it was quiet and it was dark again. I wonder how the shepherds responded. Perhaps one stretched and said, "Wow, weird, man. You wouldn't believe the dream I just had." Another one said, "Dream? That was no dream. We all saw it." And then pretty soon they were all talking. "Did you see that? I can't believe it. I never experienced anything like that." Whatever their conversation was like, it didn't take them long to decide to investigate, to find out what was going on with this message that they had received. And so they go to see. A couple weeks ago, Randy said to us that Advent reminds him of the word adventure. They were off on an adventure to investigate, to find out, what about this thing that God just told us? Is it true? Are we going to find the child? What is it that God's doing here? Imagine if they had just yawned and gone back to sleep and said, "Oh, we'll check it out in the morning. We can't leave the flocks right now." And then in the morning, there was more pressing matters to deal with. What if that's what the shepherds had done? But they don't. They run off to investigate. "Let's go see this thing that the Lord has told us about." If God's been getting your attention, have you investigated? How will you respond to the occurrences and the messages that have been presented to you? This may not seem as big to you as what the shepherds were involved with that night. But what if you don't investigate? What if you don't follow up as God is trying to get your attention? What will you miss? What will others miss? The shepherds investigate, and they're filled with amazement and wonder at what God has done and how it turned out, just as they had been told. Don't miss the wonder of what God's doing. Find out. The shepherds spread the word, and others hear the good news, and they're filled with amazement as well. Mary's heart is touched as these shepherds And perhaps others come and visit the stable to see baby Jesus. She must have replayed these events many times in future years. What would have been missed if the shepherds had not investigated? If God's getting your attention in this Advent season, investigate. What does God want to do? What is he doing that he wants you to be a part of? It may not be entirely clear to you yet. You may have to discuss with some others what you've heard, what you've experienced. Maybe God's been getting the attention of some others in a similar way as what he's been getting your attention. Maybe God wants to right some wrong in the world, and he wants you to be a part of that. Maybe he wants to heal or restore someone. Maybe God wants to use you to touch someone's heart in a way that encourages them and lets them know that God loves them. Maybe God wants to heal or encourage or grow you. Lou Ann and I had an experience like this in Florida when Hurricane Andrew hit. We were living our lives with no great changes in mind, but God got our attention. And I'm not saying that Andrew was just for us. We'd have a lot of splaining to do some people if it was just for us. But God used it to get our attention. We began to explore and to ask questions as our life kind of was in upheaval for a little bit there. And to make a long story short, I now live in Alden, New York, in Pastor Alden Mennonite Church. Got us moving on some things. God got our attention. For some of you here, God grabbed your attention and you investigated, and you've become foster and adoptive parents. Don and Paulette, you received an invitation, you prayed, and you ended up spending several months in Kenya. Early in the 20th century, some Mennonites in the United States heard that Mennonites in Russia were having a very difficult time, a hard time surviving. And so they investigated. They sent two men to find out what is going on and how can we help our brothers and sisters. Out of that was born Mennonite Central Committee. Mennonite Central Committee has made a way for Mennonites and all kinds of Anabaptists to minister to all kinds of people, not just other Mennonites, but all kinds of people all over the world. What if those people back then hadn't paid attention to what God was showing them? What if they hadn't gone to Russia to investigate, what can we do? What's God want to do? Often this process works in smaller ways. Brad shared a devotional from Galatians 5 at our elders' meeting on Thursday evening. It related to some things that I've been thinking about recently. But more importantly, it related to someone I'm planning to see tomorrow. I'm thinking it may be a scripture that I'll share with that person. I'm going to investigate and see if that was God getting my attention. Perhaps there's something God wants to do there. So how's God getting your attention? What's he been doing? What's he been allowing to happen in your life? What's he been saying? What message is there? And sometimes it's kind of a big deal, and sometimes it's not a real big deal, but the one thing that I'm getting out of this Advent series this year is that God's constantly trying to connect with us and to speak to us. It's not usually as dramatic as a heavenly choir. After all, these shepherds probably never saw another angel for the rest of their lives. They probably didn't even know anybody else that had seen an angel. But I don't think this was the last time that God spoke to them. So as I've talked about Simeon and Anna, who waited with anticipation, and the Magi, who sought God with open hearts, and now the lowly shepherds who've experienced an occurrence and received a message in which God grabbed their attention, I've been impressed that God's constantly trying to speak to us, constantly trying to speak to me. And why should that be such a surprise to me? Constantly. Why should that be such a surprise? Yeah, pretty big God, huh? But why should it be a surprise? After all, isn't that what the incarnation is all about? God cares so deeply for us. He so deeply wants to connect to us that he came as a baby and he lived among us as a man. I want to be more aware and more open to his voice as he tries to get our attention. I'd like to ask you to stand. Nate's going to lead us in a hymn here in just a moment. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you. Thank you that the shepherds were listening, were paying attention, or at least were willing to respond when you grabbed their attention, Lord. And Father, we've responded many times when something has happened to grab our attention. But sometimes, Lord, we maybe aren't paying attention, or we're too preoccupied, or we just don't realize how much you want to say to us, how much you want to connect with us. And so, Lord, we want to open our hearts. We want to have our eyes open to notice those things that happen in our lives where you're saying something. You want to speak to us. You want to show us something. You want to move us in some way. Lord, we want to have our ears open to hear the messages that you have for us throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. So, Father, I thank you that you're a God who reveals yourself. You're one who speaks to us. Thank you. Thank you for coming and living among us. I thank you that you're alive today. In Jesus' name, amen.